unless we get alongside them. Began with a description of that group that met at Corinne's house, Corinne's flat. 2 years after that, we were meeting in somebody else's house. The guys were going outside every so often, every 10 minutes or so for a smoke, because they had lifelong mental health issues and they were dependent upon nicotine to keep them going. But at one point, we were all together in the same room and an argument blew up about vicars and priests and ministers. And they had some pretty unkind things to say, some of the people in the group. And after a while, having kept my head down for a little bit, I said to them, "Hang on, I'm a minister." And Corinne, who'd welcomed me to her flat, who was a no-nonsense East Ender type, she said, "Oh no, you're not. You're one of us." I've never had a moment like that, not since my ordination, not since people first laid hands on me, where I've been so humbled that people who'd invited me in now believed that I was one of them, accepting me with the gospel that I brought and welcoming me. My prayer is that it will be true for you also, that as you burst out of these walls into different locations, as you meet in missional communities, as you go to the pub or the gym or the park or the shops, intentionally taking Jesus with you, and you find that he's there already, that people will say to you, "You're not different. You're one of us. You've got something about you that I need." Lord Jesus, I pray for my friends in this church. I pray that you will encourage them and continue to challenge them to pursue the direction in which you've led them this far. And I pray the time may come very soon when, filled up once again with your Holy Spirit, people who are overflowing with the good news of Jesus may engage afresh with their neighbours, with the people they've always avoided, with the people they find in difficult and different places. And lives will be changed. And the credit will go to you. For we ask it in your name. Amen.
That's it, isn't it? What I want us to do now, just in response to that, I want us just to stop for a moment, and I want us just to pray into what we've heard this evening. So what I want us to do just for the next few moments is I want you just to turn to the person that's next to you. Maybe Ivan can join the group over there. And I want us just to simply just pray into what we've heard this evening. And that the God will just start to just affirm and lead and guide and demonstrate and show. The church is different. We need to be people that are meeting people where they're at. Your strategic appointment of me was to do that, but we do it together. And I want to encourage us now, just for 5 or 10 minutes, turn to the person around you, groups of 2 or 3, and let's just pray into what God has said. Young people, do the same, turn with each other, pray with each other. And let's just spend some time. If you're visiting this evening, introduce yourself to somebody else. We'll welcome your prayers too. And let's just spend some time just praying before we move on in worship.